Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I was worried it was too much of a sideshow, and it was. Like,
yeah.
That whole, like, Evans versus Lattimore, when yeah. are they going to fist fight was just like a
but see,
I guess we're on the air. Hello, it's B. Mitchell Finley. I didn't like that as... I think too much was made of it going in. I think it became
its own
entity.
Well, they made too much
entity.
Of it, but the referees are horrible. And they've been horrible
the
whole year.
All I'm saying is the Skins were on the right side of the calls. It was 5 for 39 versus 7 for 65. The egregious thing to me was the fourth down to Ertz. He got mugged, and they didn't call it.
Yeah.
That's at least a hold. If you don't want to call PI, it's at least a hold.
But you can't be in a game and say, oh, I just called one. I can't call this one. If you're calling it, call it. Point blank.
Bro, I read this stat last night. On air, this is just unbelievable. Jaden Daniels, road playoff win, no turnovers, and the team didn't punt once.
You win games like that.
Only other time that's happened is Peyton Manning in 2003. Like when you start
you win games like that, baby.
Yo, and it's one thing to stack up crazy, you know, kind of statistical notes like that in the regular season, and that's still cool. I'm not knocking it. You start doing it in the playoffs on the road?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, and there were a ton of Burgundy and Gold fans last night. They deserve a lot of credit.
They're probably still down there in Tampa.
Oh, yeah. You imagine
they probably tore Ybor City up last night.
What do you think that airport bar is like right now?
Oh, bro. Probably like how our airplane bar was last night.
Hold on. Let's do this. If you are at the airport bar in Tampa, call the program. 800-636-1000.
Hell yeah, we take that.
We're going to open the phone lines up all day starting at 11, but specifically airport bar in Tampa phone calls are welcome right now. I thought the game last night, just what these dudes. So at one point, Magic talked for a while, and then he pulled Harris in. And Harris said, talent, character, and people. And that just, it really stood out to me, man, because that's what you're trying to build is, you know, like nothing matters without talent, right? Jimmy's and Joe's, not X's and O's, players, not plays. I think our program firmly believes in that. At the same time, man, you gotta make the whole operation airtight so that everything is lifted up. And they've done that, dude.
Oh, yeah. They've done it completely, and I think they allow people to do their jobs. And I think when you start looking at great organizations, the people that are the owners and all, and the one that pays the money, they are relatively out of the way. You see these guys at games, but they're not interrupting anything. You know, they don't have to have a producer's chair out at practice. Acting like they know every damn thing, because
right.
they don't. You know, and they hire the football people and let the football people do their job. And when you have that and everything, that when that chain of command is in order, you can have success. And they do a great job of that.
Totally. And I think you saw it. I don't think any of this stuff was off the record, but, like, you and I were both there doing our shows, pregame, doing all this stuff, and the ownership crew comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people involved in the ownership,
yeah.
and they got family, and like you kind of get to know them over the year, right? And we're talking with these people, and dude, because both our shows were set up on the Skins sideline,
mm-hmm.
and then understandably the fans buy all the tickets behind the Skins bench.
Hell yeah!
And pregame before this game,
pregame was loud,
dude. And so there's a lot of the ownership partners are out there. You got. Josh Harris and Mark Ein and Mitch Rails and their various families that are all part of ownership. You know what I mean? Like, they're there. Like, if your dad owns the team, You're part of ownership.
My dad on the team. I'm on the sideline every week.
Dude, both of our fathers at various points in our lives were in the bar business.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of own that bar. Like, that's just part of life, right? And we certainly acted like it.
Sure did. Even when I was just 10, I was like, hey, leaving that paper there, man.
Right. And one of the members of the Commanders ownership group, we look around and you've got certainly hundreds, probably thousands as we got closer to kickoff. But all these guys are there, people, like men and women. But just all these folks are there just singing over and over Hail to the Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
And the team's warming up. And one of the folks in ownership just looked at me. He's like, it feels like a dream come true. Like, we never thought all this could happen. And these dudes are fans of the team. Like, it's all come together the right way. And then you find Peters, and what he has done from a free agency standpoint is simply phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Then you identify, you target Jaden, you take Jaden, what Jaden has done on his own level.
Mm-hmm.
You hire DQ, like, all of it. Not everything in life is always going to break exactly right, but damn if this year hasn't.
Well, if things break right for good people, and the stuff you see them doing is genuine, they're not faking. You know, they are inviting. They're not acting as if they're above anybody. And people want to be a part of that. You know, a lot of Dan's problem was he wanted to separate himself, make himself look bigger than what he was. And that catches up with you. You know, you can't poop on a lot of people and expect great things to always happen for you.
I want to check in with the boys at the aquarium. I think you grossed landfill out. I don't know. He made a barf face. Professor Landini, I'm asking an honest question. Do you remember the playoff win in 05? I know you're younger than me.
Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah, I remember the one in 05. Vaguely, but I remember it. Mm-hmm. I remember the win against the Lions in
99.
I guess that would have been January of 2000, and the loss against the Bucks the next week more, but I remember the playoff win.
What did you think last night?
It was pretty incredible. It was weird. I kind of had a pretty confident feeling the whole time. When things go bad for the Commanders, you can usually tell pretty quickly that it's not going well. But they were just hanging around. You know, they had the lead multiple times, even though the Bucks were still in the game. And I just kind of felt, if we had the opportunity to get the ball at the end of the game, there was a really good chance they were going to win, and it happened.
That is the mindset around here now,
dude. That was my thought going in. I mean, I remember I feel like I spent the weekend at American Social and with a few hours at the ballgame. And, well, I tell you what was tough is my boy, shout out to Lee Armstrong, had the whole back bar rented at American Social yesterday. And all these dudes, the sun was shining, they're on the water, and they got 6 hours to hang out until game day. We did not. We had to go work, and that's great. That's the gig. Dude after dude after dude, what do you think tonight? What do you think tonight? Yeah. My answer was the same.
I told myself I feel very confident that we're going to get a win.
I didn't say that.
I felt it.
They can absolutely compete with these guys. And if Jaden gets the ball late, I think they win.
Mm-hmm.
And what the hell happened?
Got the ball late.
It's a remarkable, remarkable recipe they got working right now. I mean this sincerely. Phone lines open at 11. The entire next segment, when we come back from break, Jeff just gets to say whatever he wants. I'm just going to say, hello, we're here, here's Jeff Walker. That's how the next segment's going to go. Jeff's got his jersey on. He claimed he was going to wear a full uniform.
Yeah, but I refuse to bring that in and let Jeff embarrass himself.
He's going to embarrass himself one way or another, but it doesn't really matter what he's wearing.